There's got to be another motive, Kendall. Miller and Slavin were linked through the Wherryman estate, but that doesn't prove anything, not anymore. Find the man or woman on this ship who's motivated by hatred or revenge, and you've got your killer.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Unless you find that killer now, at once, then someone else is going to die. I don't want it to be a loner.
Dr. Lawler had come to my cabin after having been alone on deck. He was sure that I'd been thrown off the scent by the unknown killer in my belief that greed was the motive behind Miller's death. Now that he knew the facts in regard to Slavin's death, he was even more certain that if there was a second killer, then there must be a second motive. It was almost 8 bells on the evening of the storm-tossed 17th day out from Sydney. And while the storm raged above decks, suspicion and mystery were causing their own storm below. I wasn't aware at this stage that Mr. Cregan, still fuming over the accusation made against him by Jones, had refused to stand watch over the passengers' cabins, and that for the first time in days, the lives of the people that I had to protect were in danger. Dr. Lawler lit a cigarette and spoke again.
Look at it this way, Kendall. You've suspected Major Challoner and Ilona, Tuca and me. We are the obvious suspects, the ones who stand to gain by Miller's and Slavin's deaths. Now you say Slavin's killer has been arrested. That alters the entire thing.
Up to a point, I know, but none of the passengers had ever met before. There's nothing in any of your past to suggest that any one of you could have any other motive but greed.
On the surface, that's the situation. While we're about it, you very quickly dropped Shar and Challoner out of your calculations, didn't you?
Dr. Lawler.
I know it's not gentlemanly to suggest such a thing, but I'm beyond all that. Ilona's life is in jeopardy as long as this killer remains unknown. And if your theory should prove to be right, that greed is the motive, then Sharon has as much reason as the rest of us for killing.
Well, I don't see how.
If her father was the only beneficiary to come through, then she'd stand to inherit the entire Wherryman fortune.
There's only one thing wrong with your thinking. Sharon Challoner doesn't want a bar of her father's share. She's anxious only to be free of him.
Hmm. Well, that too could be a superb front.
It could, but I doubt it.
Yes, I do too, really. But Ilona Fedorov means everything to me. I don't want anything to happen to her because I overlooked the possible killer.
Aren't you presupposing that she'll be the next one to meet the killer? Why not you or the Major or Tuca, Shar, and perhaps me?
You can't deny that it might be Ilona. And that's all that concerns me.
Oh, well, I'm due on the bridge in a few minutes.
All right, I'll be on my way then. But remember what I said, Dirk. I still think there's a motive behind this that you haven't considered yet.
Ah, in about time, Kendall. Am I supposed to take the 8 till midnight watch as well?
I'm sorry, Skipper. I was held up by Dr. Lawler.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, nothing. Except that he seems to think Ilona Fedorov might be the next victim.
Does he now? Why?
Well, he's in love with her for a start.
He's one of our prime suspects. He's bound to try and fog the issue. Anything to take suspicion away from himself.
But, Skipper, Slavin's death does alter things in a way. The fact that he wasn't killed by the same person we're looking for.
I don't see how. It's my belief his murder was the trigger that fired this whole thing. Gave your murderer the idea.
Well, I've wired Hacking for details of Slavin's background. Perhaps we can tie him in with someone aboard this ship. A friend, a relative, perhaps.
There's no one on my ship by the name of Slavin.
I know that.
Anyway, Slavin was killed before we left England. The day before.
Yes, but you put into Plymouth for engine trouble, didn't you? Mr. Cregan was worried about that shaft there.
We were there for a couple of days while some fellow came all the way down from London to check. Couldn't find anything wrong, though.
Exactly, but by then, Slavin's death was all over the front pages of the papers and the story of the Wherryman estate.
So what?
Well, any one of your crew could have read about it. Even you.
The owners told me.
Supposing the killer isn't one of the passengers. And supposing he knows that each of the beneficiaries was in England at the time of Slavin's death. Automatically, if he cared for Slavin, he'd think that the people who stood to gain by Slavin's death had contrived it.
Do you mean to tell me that this cock and bull story of Lawler's has set you off on this track?
Now, just a minute. You, Lawler, and I are the only ones who know that Slavin's killer has been apprehended. Well, I'm going to see that everyone aboard finds that out. I don't know why, but I have a feeling it might save someone's life.
Well, good night, Kendall. And keep your thoughts on the Tangmar tonight. I don't want her to founder because catching a murderer was more important than keeping my ship on course.
Why, Major Challoner. Come in.
You sure you don't mind?
Not in the least. I'm glad to have somebody to talk to.
You don't object to the fact that I didn't knock? Join me in a drink, Tuker.
I'd rather not, you see.
You don't want to drink with me, is that it? Can't even persuade a convicted poisoner to drink.
Please, Major.
I'll drink by myself. And to myself. We're the true people on this ship whom everyone loathes, Tuker.
Really, I don't see it's necessary
well, be
to...
be quiet and listen to me. Did you know there wasn't anyone on guard outside our cabin tonight, Tuker? Did you? Didn't that make you scared? The killer might come in here at any moment and terminate your miserable little life. Doesn't that frighten you at all?
I'd rather you went back to your old cabin, if you don't mind.
That's no good, Tuker. You can't pick and choose your own company. You've got to accept any of us who throw a bone of companionship in your path. How does it feel to be an outcast, Tuker? Eh? The pariah. The money won't make any difference, you know. You'll still be pointed out as a convict. It'd be better for all concerned if you died, Tuker.
If you don't go, Major Challoner, I shall call the captain.
Yeah, and what would you say to him? I told you a few home truths. Come on! Join me, Tuker. I'm in the mood to be generous. Even to your kind tonight.
I insist that you leave my cabin.
Yeah, perhaps I'm the killer that Kendall's looking for, eh? If I was, this could be your last drink. Goodness! You better have one, Tuker. Give you the courage to face it.
You are trying to frighten me. I don't believe you. Just because we all know you for what you are, you...
And what am I?
If I had a daughter, I should be proud of her.
Really? Or would she be proud of you, Tuker? I think not. I think not.
At least I wouldn't treat her badly. I wouldn't take out my anger on people who couldn't fight back.
Can't you fight back, Tuker?
I don't want to fight. I just want you to go. Please.
Ooh, I'm going. Sleep well, Tuker. But not too well. I just might come back and see that you don't get to Jamaica. Look at you. You petrified. Tuker, you ever suffer from nightmares, huh?
No. No.
Well, I think you might tonight, my friend. I think you just might. That is, if you get any sleep at all.
Martin, my dear, what's wrong? You seem so preoccupied.
I was just thinking of my conversation with Kendall. I know I'm right. He's on the wrong track over this whole thing.
Oh, no more. Not tonight, please. You will begin to frighten me soon.
Yes, but you haven't heard about Slavin yet.
And I don't want to. Now, please, come on, smile. Let's talk about us, our plans.
There'll be time enough for that when we get off this confounded ship.
Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel so edgy tonight.
Then don't, please. Cigarette?
Yes, thank you.
Well, let me light it for you.
Thank you.
There. Oh, I don't think any of us will get much sleep tonight if the storm keeps up.
I'd be too busy trying to stay in our bunks, I suppose. Yes, who is it?
Me, Doctor. I'm sure you don't mind if I come in and join you. Or do you wish to be alone?
Major Challoner.
I'll handle this, Elena. I think you better go back to your cabin, Major Challoner.
Very thing. That's what Chuka said, too. Imagine that. Convicted poisoner. Killer. Not wanting to drink with one of Her Majesty's officers.
Get out, Challoner.
Just a little drink. Won't hurt you. I'd like to drink to your problematical future.
Come on. Out.
They should have marked me. Not wanted on the voyage, Dr. Lawler. Take your hands off me!
I'm sorry about that, Elena.
Oh, go after him, Martin. Make sure that he's all right.
Yes, perhaps you're right. Major, I... There's no one on guard outside tonight. Perhaps I'd better go and find Mr. Cregan. I won't be a moment.
Is the Major there?
Yes, he's here, sitting in the companionway. Out through it. Come on, Major Challoner. Oh,
poor Sharon. I wonder what will become of her. Oh, hurry back, Martin, please. Ilona Fedorov, don't be silly. What can happen to you when Martin is here? What can... Oh, Martin? Is that... Who is it? Turn on the light, please. No. No, don't. Stay away from me. No.
It was just after 10 o'clock. I had 2 hours to go on watch. And on the bridge, staring out into the storm-wracked night, I couldn't know that the killer had struck once again in this passage of the Tangmar.